now back from management duties.
Hey, it's important stuff. You gotta take care of it. You need that gear.
No, I just had to tell them what they should carry for me.
What about the new record? Where are you at with mixing?
I finished 4 songs.
Okay. Out of how many?
Out of 7. Okay. It's becoming... Huh? Nee, ich hab den Schlüssel nicht. Armani hat den. Well, on one hand, I'm on the other 3 songs, I'm missing 3 little overdubs we want to do, which I'm doing kind of in between in my studio when I'm mixing. It's a kind of new process that I kind of went doing overdubs and mixing all together, and was a new creative process also about making the album, which was new to me because I got some more intense feedback with Jan now about how to translate the music through the mix and build it up more for the dramatic and the effects of the music a bit. It was quite a fruitful exchange, which I liked. And so it became a bit of a different process than in the last albums, where I was a bit much on my own with decisions to make. And because you get blind in some sort of way, because you get so much into it. And 3 weeks later, you hear everything different.
Right. You lose that objectivity. Yeah. Absolutely.
I have the 5th one lying on the desk, on the console. And actually, I want to do it because next week we are playing Rock Palast TV show. And I have to mix that one in between Fast 10. I want to have it in 1 week. Which I have to do in between, but I hope I do it in a day or two to finish that for television. And my scale, I think it's quite realistic to have it finished end of October, early November with the mastering. I hope the cover artwork will be ready then as well. It's in work. And so, yeah, the CD and download at least should be out in November still. And the vinyl will be in print then. Of course, it takes a bit longer, but it will be ready for the tour. We have a tour coming up in March.
Oh, where are you going in March?
Mostly Germany. This time, first time Hungary, Austria, Netherlands, Belgium. I think it's 12 shows. I don't have the schedule in mind. Cool. Yeah, something like that. The usual round of Germany. And I think it's a bit of a shorter one again. So maybe we do a second tour then in autumn next year as well. Let's see how it develops. Because this year was quite a schedule. We went already off for 1 week holiday to Hamburg to record the album. And first time since 10 years that we went to a different studio than our own to record the album.
Why did you do that?
We had the studio in our rehearsal place, and then we lost the rehearsal place.
Right.
And I was moving to a house in the countryside and built up my studio there, but it was still missing to make the garage to the recording room. And with all the investments of renovating the house and paying off the bank loan and whatever, the task or the picture of building up the garage to a proper recording room becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And it was like feeling for me really like depressing to have another 50,000 going into sound, making something soundproof. I don't have money, and I have to get from somewhere and build up something. And I also thought when I bought all the studio gear, I thought, okay, I have a full blast, high-end analog studio with everything. And of course, this is such an investment. I have to utilize it in some sort of commercial way. And it was quite a relief that I discovered, no, I haven't. I don't need to.
But yeah, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I offered it to a lot of bands on Electrush to record there. And most of them, no, and on recording on tape. And maybe we make a mistake. And we'd rather record on a laptop in our basement and make something that sounds cheap. Yeah, whatever. So I mostly do mastering now there for my bands, and I also had to learn that it was becoming a bit too much running the label, actually being a musician as my main thing, what I am, and the label is the thing that accompanies with it, but in between, and at some point the label became too much, and I started the label to to make it possible to be a musician.
Right.
And in the end, like two or three years ago, the label made it impossible to be a musician because I was working 80 hours. It's a one-man shop.
Right.
So I do everything from packing, and answering emails. And it's only me. And then there was, of course, family, my son and the house and moving. So it was kind of a bit of a breakdown where I also lost interest in some sort of way in music. And I had to make a break and cut down the label to some extent, which is falling on my feet financially a lot now at the moment, because I was earning good money 5 years ago and I'm doing hard now today. But anyway, I had a lot of time to be creative again, and this was new and good for the album. And so so we didn't have the recording room as it was intended in our own studio, but I realized the main thing I'm doing where I really spend time into studio is overdubbing, which I can do at home, mixing, which takes a lot of time, and mastering. And for the other thing, it's always convenient to have a week, so why not go to a different place which has great acoustics, great gear and whatever. And I thought, okay, we are now between 45 and 51, so, and we make an album every 2 or 3 years. So, well, you can count how many albums we are maybe going to do. And if you divide those 50,000 investment or whatever of through these albums, you have quite some money left over to go to a proper good recording. There are not that many left, so we had to go to Hamburg to find a place that suits my needs or my taste. But it was a great experience, and I always liked it to be with the band all together in the studio for a week, because it gets you under pressure, but you're also not, you're really focused and concentrated, because this is for the week what you're doing all together. You're making the album, and so the album gets a certain vibe. You don't get it to perfection that much as we had the process where we really had time recording in our rehearsal space and we could do things again and again and again. But otherwise, when listening back, for example, to She Said, I thought some of the tracks are played so perfectly that I even wonder about them, but I don't like that anymore. I heard it's over perfect.
Too perfect.
Too perfect. It's too much feeling. It's too much to the point, after the point, before the point, where I wanted to play it with the right vibrato and the softest tail out I wanted to achieve of the note. And it's too much.
So you want a little bit more the raw energy to a point, right?
Raw, I don't know, the energy which is necessary, which comes with the idea. I think that every album lives up.
I don't mean
up.
Raw, like underproduced.
I totally understand, but it's difficult to tell, because every album lifts up on its own. You record it and then you see it's something different than you imagined it to be. Actually, the songs start, so this is also a process I have with the songs now, that we kind of, when we were making them and constructing them and composing them and rehearsal and improvising on the stuff, we kind of had a different picture what we do with them, than now we have the material from the studio and it's different, and we try to make it, and they start to build up their own life for their own,
right,
outside of my imagination.